Hi everyone, I'm Tracy Cox. Welcome to Legalese. In this week's episode, Ability to Perceive, David Weick has agreed to join me again and continue the conversation that we had a couple of weeks ago. And what we're doing in this episode is we've divided it into two acts. Act one is a discussion about using the energy of the Black Lives Matter movement to move forward. And then in Act Two, a conversation about shifting the paradigm. Stay tuned. Weick Brothers Training is a Black-owned business in Chattanooga, Tennessee, co-owned by David and his brother Shannon. And I asked David to start with talking for a few minutes about Weick Brothers Training.
I thank you so much for that. And yes, my brother and I, Shannon, we have a business. It's called Weick Brothers Training, which, you know, that was a name that, you know, he had come up with. And my brother and I, you know, we're both business partners, but he, you know, he really kind of runs the operation. Like he's got so much more of a business mind than I do. So he kind of puts everything in play as far as, you know, the way we do things. And he has a good vision of, you know, where we want to be. And his wife also, who is an accountant, like she makes sure everything is in line, and she does such a, you know, a wonderful job, and just so thankful for him and his work. But our, you know, our business has been, you know, very, very well supported. And what we are is we're a personal training facility, but, you know, we really, it's a very positive atmosphere, and we, you know, we just try to be really loving, and we just try to really build people up both inside and out. And, you know, our business is right there on 1200, you know, right there on Mountain Creek Road. And it's right in the, you know, the business center there. And yeah, it's been great. Like, you know, where we've been and the direction that we're going. And, you know, we always try to be a godly facility and just try to go that direction. But, you know, Tracy, we've been well supported. We have great people that come there, and we have people that have been with us for years and years, and we just love what we do. And we're just so thankful to have the support that we have. And even in the times that we're in, like, we just had great support. So to all the people that come and work out with us, like my brother and I, we just want to say thank you. And we appreciate, you know, the kindness and the dedication that you guys have toward us. And we look forward to the future. And we truly believe that the best is yet to come.
Act one, moving forward. So with the galvanized, engaged energy of the Black Lives Matter movement, many of us are interested in how we can move forward. And I asked David a little bit about this very question and how he felt like we can move forward with this positive energy.
Yes, and one thing that I will say is that, you know, I really applaud the, and this is something that you highlighted and really brought to my attention, and you used the word, you know, galvanized, and I really applaud how, you know, the younger generation has, you know, really, really, you know, it's really, really energized them, and it's motivated them to bring, you know, to bring light to the issue. And I think that, you know, the motivation with, you know, the protest and what it's done is that light to, you know, some issues. And I think that what ends up happening is that, you know, sometimes that you need something to really, really bring attention to some issues that we're having, But I think, also too, like I also truly believe that once you bring light to an issue, then what we've got to start doing is looking at real ways that we can actually, have a solution to the problem. And I think that younger people being motivated, and and as far as going forward, what motivates me about that is that, they're seeing that things can be better, and they're motivated to really want to do better. And I think that that makes their minds really, really open to the fact that they know that we need change. And anytime that there's a recognition of an issue, and also when people have this mindset that they know that there needs to be change, that's when we have such a great opportunity to be able to sit down and come up with solutions that we can actually say, now we go from protesting to really going about seeing what we can actually do to actually bring these walls down. Now, I will say this too, and this is something that is coming forward that we are looking at doing. And I've told you about, Steve Jacoway and, several lawyers and judges that are developing this initiative where they're having this guy that's, a very, very, successful civil rights activist who they're actually sitting down with. And they're looking at, from lawyers and judges, how we can actually come together and start really dealing with some of these issues. So one thing that the protests have done, and the motivation of the people really bringing a light to this issue, is it's got some movement going. And now, and the reason why I highlight what these, judges and lawyers are attempting to do is that I believe to affect real change, we have to sit down and people of all races, African Americans, Caucasians, whatever the case may be, if we're really going to affect change, Tracy, we've got to be able to sit down at the table and really, really be able to have discussions. And I think it's only when Caucasian and African Americans are actually able to sit down and discuss these issues, I think only then can we get to where we can actually have some solutions to some of these issues. So what I'm saying is that the protest and all the things that have been happening, it is shining light on the issue. But in order for us to really have a solution, individuals got to sit down and talk and say, okay, what can we do to actually bring down some of these walls that have been up for so many years?
Well, David, what I really love about what you and Steve Jacoway and these judges are doing is you are actually working together to overcome division and to continue that conversation like we're having that conversation and to keep moving forward. And I just really applaud you, and I'm just very, very excited about that. And it just makes a lot of sense, and it seems like such an excellent, excellent idea. And I mean, you mentioned that you are going to serve, alongside these lawyers and judges. And I think it's just really, really cool, David, how you are touching on something that we as lawyers are trained to do, and that is to be a critical thinker and to be kind of aware that you might have blind spots and that you might have limitations in your ability to perceive, and to kind of be open to that. In order to learn and grow. And I think that's just really, I just really thank you for that because I feel like that's what happens with me when I get these opportunities to talk to you.
Yes, and I and that Tracy, and that's something that like I really in my dealings with people on my job, as far as the people that I talk to and I deal with, we've constantly had conversations about, these things and what's been going on. And I really believe that the things that have been going on lately, like it's really touched the fibers of everybody's beings that I have dealt with. And when I say, their beings, like, it's allowed them or caused them to ask questions about themselves and how they feel and really, really challenging themselves, like being able to look inside and say, well, how do I really feel? Like, why do I feel this way? Like, what makes me feel this way? Like, why are we having these issues in the first place? Which leads me to, as we really talk about teaching direct thinking, and what I would like for people to consider is just understand that when they're taking in information and when they're receiving information from the media, and just make sure that we all understand that when we look at who we are, when we look at our identity, and we look at like what we're listening to, just make sure that, we keep our minds open and that we're not putting people in categories and we're not looking at it like, well, you have this perspective, I'm not going to deal with you. I think that what I would hope and what I hope that this would lead to is that all individuals would start saying within themselves, okay, I'm not going to have a preconceived idea about someone. I'm not going to put somebody in a category. I'm not going to think that I'm better than someone. I'm not going to think I'm less than someone. But I'm really going to start looking within myself to make sure that I don't have any blind spots, that I don't feel a certain way just because somebody has told me to feel that way. I don't want to put myself in a situation where now I'm looking at it like, I don't necessarily want to deal or respond to a certain group of people, whether it be political affiliation or race. But we want to look at ways that we can eliminate all the ways that we look at each other in a different way and start critically thinking and start seeing ways that we are more alike than we are different. And Tracy, I'll be honest, in my experiences as a minister and in my experiences as a trainer, I've got 20 plus years of being a trainer and being a minister. And I can tell you right now, we are so much more alike than we are different. And when we start to really realize that, then we will not see color as much, we will not see political affiliation as much, and we will see people as people. And it will be so much easier for us to break down these walls when we see ways that we are more alike than different. We got to understand that when we are divided, it is hard for us to come to these right conclusions and have the right perspective. But when we start eliminating differences, and when we start seeing our fellow man as just my fellow man who I love and I want to help, when we start seeing it that way, then that's when I know for a fact that these walls will start coming down.
Act two, shifting the paradigm. In this act, David is talking about how to recognize divisive rhetoric and move away from it.
So imagine this. So imagine now when I'm watching something on TV and when I recognize that that message that they're giving is divisive, and I'm able to highlight the fact that, wait a minute, this rhetoric and this information is what's leading to the problem. So therefore, when I recognize that the goal is to start looking at it where we're more alike than we are different. So therefore, what I start doing is that I'm starting now, I want to hear a message that really, really highlights the fact that, wait a minute, it's not about these things that cause division. Let's look at it in perspective where I want to hear something where now I'm seeing it like we're more alike than we are different. And what we're doing is as we're highlighting teaching direct thinking, we want to challenge everyone that listened to this podcast to say, look, maybe what I've been taking in, maybe what I've been listening to is causing me to see things in a divisive way. And if people really want to see things in a better light, then maybe they'll look at looking at different information. Because Tracy, I'll be honest, it wasn't until I changed the information coming into my mind, it wasn't until then that I was able to change the way I think. And all we're saying is that understanding that influence is powerful, teaching directs thinking. But if I want to see things in the right way, then maybe we may consider, listening to different information that's not so divisive and looking at it like, I want to hear something that tells me, let's come together and not something that divides us.
Right. And we can have those more difficult conversations about privilege and opportunities that many people have never been given, and all of these issues that can be just almost like a lightning rod to spark division. It seems that what I'm hearing you say, David, is we can have those conversations and tackle those challenges when we begin on that platform of mutual love and respect for one another.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Very well said. Whenever we're seeing it from the perspective of love, and whenever we're, really looking at it like, like this is just my fellow man, we're more of the same. And you're right, because, we've got to be willing to tackle the difficult situations. And I'll be honest, Tracy, like in my line of work, I have tackled and we have talked about some difficult things with people that I work out with. And it is amazing that when you're able to discuss things with people that are difficult, and whenever you can, have a logical discussion and a discussion where you can tackle these tough topics, there's so many eye-opening experiences that are had on both sides. But also, that believing that we can make a difference, having that understanding that as I go out into my day, as I go out into the world, if I'm at the gas station, if I'm at the grocery store, like really, really, make up in your mind, say, you know what, I'm gonna speak to somebody I wouldn't normally speak to, or I'm gonna say hi to somebody. I'm gonna, work on, getting outside of my comfort zone, so to speak, and really trying to reach out there and say, hey, you know what, I can be a difference maker. I can help someone. I can improve somebody's attitude or mindset. And that's kind of like what I would like to encourage people, as we finish this and as we've talked about so many things, but just going forward, believe in yourself, believe in others, but also just realize that it is the difference that makes the difference. And Tracy, love can do it. I'm just such a proponent of love. I believe in it so much. And I tell you, when you've been loved by God and you feel the love of God, it makes it so much easier to, pass that love on to others. And I said, I just believe in the human race. Like, I believe in humanity. I think that people are more good than they are anything else. And I believe every human being has so much good in them. And I also think that good can be cultivated. It can be brought out. Like, we can generate good things or bad things, but the choice is ours. And I think if we choose good and be willing to cultivate good, I think that we can just have so much of a better world. But it starts with us. And I think that if we will take that personal responsibility and be accountable to ourselves and to our fellow man, I truly believe that we can make this world a better place.